Republican Representative Scott Souter of Abbotsford says he suspects the Corrections Department of recruiting three UW-Madison law professors to write a letter this week challenging the constitutionality of the new GPS monitoring law. Souter says several other states already have similar laws in place, and he's confident it will survive court challenges.
Three law professors who want to side with child sex offenders to derail an important initiative will not stop us. This is a last-ditch effort. I would call it desperate, and no one is buying what they're selling.
What they're selling, according to Byron Lichtstein, one of the authors of the letter, is advice about a law he says would not only violate the privacy rights of offenders who've completed both their sentences and their parole, but would also be virtually unenforceable.
So what you really have is a situation where Big Brother is imposing lifetime surveillance on people, but without any tangible benefit to public protection.
A spokeswoman for the Department of Corrections agrees with Lichtstein's concerns and rejects the suggestion that the professors were recruited to derail the law. Susan Crawford says GPS monitoring is a tool that works to control offenders on parole because they can be sent back to prison. But that's not the case for those no longer on parole.
We can't legally limit where offenders go once they have completed their sentences and are no longer under our supervision.
The price tag for the new law is estimated at $27 million, but supporters of the law, like Representative Scott Souter, say other states have tracked even more offenders for much less. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.